Toyota has been inundated with lawsuits due to safety concerns that have led to the recall of more than 8.5 million vehicles worldwide. Federal judges in California will hear arguments on whether to consolidate more than 100 lawsuits claiming Toyota is responsible for economic losses suffered by Toyota owners.
What they're addressing are the diminished value of the cars nationwide as a result of Toyota's misinformation and mismanagement of their company through no fault of the consumers.
Northeastern University law professor Tim Howard leads a consortium of attorneys that will make the case for a single class action lawsuit. Howard says it's a case that could cost Toyota dearly.
The amount of damages that the cases will be claiming, we're looking at approximately 8 to 10 million cars. If we look at $1,000 a car, that would be at 8 million cars, $8 billion worth of raw economic damages.
The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration has linked more than 50 deaths to the unexpected acceleration problems, a safety issue Toyota has blamed on floor mats and sticky gas pedals.
To me, that was such an illogical conclusion that it was hard to believe.
Victor Andreoni is one of the plaintiffs expected to testify in a class action lawsuit. He claims Toyota put his entire family at risk because it did not do enough to ensure the safety of its cars.
My daughter up in Los Angeles has two grandkids under six. My son has a new baby of a year and a half. My concern is obviously if, from what I detected, the technical aspects or deficiencies were not properly investigated.
A panel of seven judges will deliver a ruling on the proposed consolidation in April. A Toyota official says the company will not comment on any ongoing litigation. Millar Sega, VOA News.